Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly.
This episode of Know-How is brought to you by WordPress. Plans start at just $4 a month. Get 15% off your brand new website today at wordpress.com/know-how. And by the Ring Video Doorbell. With Ring, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. It's like caller ID for your house. Go to ring.com/know-how and get up to $150 off a Ring of Security Kit. Today on Know-How, it's the Holiday Geek Gift Giving Guide Part 3.
Health and wellness.
Show where we build, bend, break, upgrade, and exercise, I guess. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And for the next however many minutes it takes, we're going to be putting the tech health into the body so that your body can be more health with the tech.
To be fair, we're not going to put anything into our bodies.
Really, don't do that. That's like super future tech. But Megan, a lot of the shows that we do here on Know How are about building things or upgrading things or getting flashy new blinky things. I like that, but every once in a while, it's nice to sort of stand back and take a look at some of the pieces of tech that might actually help your health and your wellness. And I'm not talking about the super ridiculous futuristic stuff. I'm talking about things you can get right now that can improve one or two categories of personal health.
Yes, and I have several ideas, and we're gonna start slow. Basically, all you have to do for this first one is stand up.
You know, it sounds so simple, and yet we all have sit-stand desks here, and most of us, except maybe three of us, don't actually use that. We're either sitting all the time or sitting all the time, yeah.
I am mostly a stander at my desk. I feel like it's healthier, I can get more done and feel better. And I had a standing desk that when I wanted to sit down, like sometimes you just don't want to stand all day. When I wanted to sit down, it was a huge pain. I'd have to, like, you know, just move it physically. I'd have to move all my stuff off the desk, make sure I didn't spill my coffee. And now I had the chance to try an Evo desk.
Oh, which, I think we got one right here. Let me roll it in. This is so cute.
It is. So it goes on top of your desk. And you can attach your monitor to it. You can even do a dual monitor situation on there. And it has different choices for the top. I chose bamboo because it's sustainable and it looks good and it feels good
and
too,
you know,
doesn't it?
The nice thing about bamboo is it's actually really, really tough and durable.
Yes.
You can't dig into the surface like you can with regular laminates.
Mm-hmm. And so then when you want to sit down, you can put it all the way down on the level, the bottom level. And when you want to go up, you just press that little button there.
Oh, wait.
And then it goes
This
up.
Is so cool. I see you doing this all the time, and I kind of want to grab my desk and move it to the standing position, but then again, the whole laziness thing kicks in,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And like you, I have a lot of stuff on my desktop. There's that huge 43-inch monitor, plus a side monitor, plus a monitor stand, plus the desktop's actually on my desk, so it's not real practical for me to kind of wedge that thing up. What I liked about this is the fact that it goes on top of your existing desk, and it does. I see you using it all the time. Mm-hmm. It gives you a lot of flexibility in how you set up your workspace.
Yeah, and you can also manually you can do it manually, or you can set the memory buttons, and so it can go to a certain, you know, your exact space that you
want. So what are your memory buttons here? Because you've got four memory buttons. So what do you have them set for?
I have them set for sitting and standing and nothing else.
Oh, you don't have like the exercise?
No.
One?
I should set one for you just in case you want to use my desk. Let's try some. You have a cup of coffee there. Put the coffee on there and raise it up and see what happens.
Okay. So now it's risen coffee.
Yeah.
I like this.
Well,
this is good
stuff. You know, with our standing desk that you have to pull up and pull down, you would move your coffee first, right? You'd be afraid that it would spill.
So this way the coffee can come
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
I take it. So this is not just for active people. This could be for lazy people like me who don't want to move to get my coffee.
Right, exactly. It's smooth. The lifting capacity is 100 pounds. So if you have a 100-pound laptop, I hope you don't. If you do, you can stop watching this because that's all the exercise you need carrying around that 100-pound laptop. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you don't like it. I didn't put the price in here, but I should have. Can you pull up that link and we can price them? Oh, $379 is the intro price.
That's not bad. I mean, for a motorized stand, because most of the – I do have sit-stand units, and none of them are really used because I always keep them in sitting. We've already discussed that. But there is something that's kind of cool about having it motorized. I just got to say, I mean, it's fun to watch it go. And this is really well made. I have seen some, I won't say cheap, but inexpensive, semi, you know, cost corner cutting type devices. And it always feels as if the desk's not really stable. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, it can go up and down. But if you put anything, you start to feel a tilt or you start to feel like it's a little jank. I don't really get that with this. This is a super solid build, and it's heavy. It's supposed to be heavy because it's got to stay in place.
Right, and as you saw there, you can get one with the keyboard little table, the keyboard pullout. They have EvoDesk has gaming, standing desks, all kinds of things. So I've given you all of the pluses. The biggest minus I have with this is it says that it only takes 15 minutes to put it together, and that was not remotely true.
Yeah.
I took about 45 minutes, and then I had to call in Burke and he and his all of his tools. And I left, and he was still putting it together. So, and he is our studio engineer and knows how to do these things. So that's the only drawback, that it was difficult to put together, and they sort of promised this 15-minute. Setup.
Yeah, you always feel a little weird about that. It's like, look, it's not 15. Just tell people it takes 45 minutes. Tell people it takes an hour. Because once you get this put together, the only reason why you've had to disassemble or move it is because you've been using it on shows. But yeah, this is a nice device. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have one of these. Unfortunately, I'm going to be moving soon, and this is probably not going to make my weight allocation.
Probably not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what you can do is, once I leave, you can try to see if the 43-inch monitor fits on this thing.
I'm going to totally do that.
It actually will take up the whole space. And it is under 100 pounds, so there you go. Mm-hmm. So what would you say? Do you like this concept? Do you like this particular device? Would you like a bigger desk, a smaller desk? Because they offer those. I've seen their website.
Well, it depends. I mean, before I used this, I'd never sat down. I would just stand up because it was so hard to put down my desk. So there is that. You know, I'm standing more with the non-automatic standing desk. But I think for some people, it's not great to stand all day. Yeah. It's not the best thing for you. So, I definitely think if you like bamboo desks. They also have these desk skins that you can decorate. There's ones with books on them, all kinds of things. I definitely liked it a lot and I think you will too, as long as you are a Burke or you know a Burke to help you put it together.
Get a Burke and then get one of these. We've got Bar Reese in the chat room who says that if you're willing to send him one, he'll take the 15-minute challenge. And I'm sure you could. We also have Missing who says this won't work for him because he's got a 100-pound beer mug.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That.
Then you definitely should watch the rest of the episode
okay.
If that's how much beer you're drinking.
Let's move that out of the way. Now, let's go from desks to something else, because, I mean, that's a very specific device. It's going to do something for when you're working. Do you have something that maybe is a bit more portable, something that just improves health overall?
Something perhaps I wear on my wrist.
Whoa. How did we know that? That was a perfect segue.
I've been using the Apple Watch since it came out in 2015. This is the Series 3 with cellular. I really like it a lot. I think the best Apple Watch is the Series with just GPS without cellular. I don't think you need the cellular. But in terms of a health device, this is hands down the best fitness wearable that I've ever used.
I like the band you've got, by the way.
Thank you.
This is different. This is almost semi-steampunkish.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a knockoff of the Hermes band. This one was about $12 from Amazon. And this I don't exercise with, this fake leather band. But and it also doesn't always connect to my wrist, so you have to enter your password a lot. You have to enter your password every time it gets disconnected.
We had a really good discussion about this the other week when we were talking about the future of medicine and technology. And people keep thinking, oh, it's going to happen in these wonderfully advanced technological treatments where I can do telemedicine or I can have cancer targeting bots that go after the bad cells. I think the biggest increase in medical knowledge over the next 5 or 6 years are going to be from wearables like this.
Mm-hmm.
For one simple reason, not because one wearable is better than another, but because it has the opportunity to provide more than just a snapshot of health. That's what your doctor has to deal with. Has maybe your lab reports, has maybe what he was able to suss out in the 15-minute doctor meeting, but what a watch can give or what any sort of fitness tracker can give is a much expanded view. Your health over the last 364 days. That is incredible. And the diagnosis possibilities for that are wonderful. And I think, you know, I'm reluctant to say this because I'm not a big watch person and I'm definitely not a huge Apple person, but the Apple Watch does really well.
I think it does too. And yes, it's true that you you can use it with an Android phone. It's not going to be that, you know, it's mostly just going to be a watch if you're using it with an Android phone. But if you are in, if you have an iPhone, if you're in the iOS ecosystem, I highly recommend it. You can, you know, we're coming close to January where you make all your New Year's resolutions. Maybe you're going to start swimming. You could do that with this. Weightlifting, it's doing a better job of recording that. You can run with it without your phone, which is great, or walk without it without your phone, which is also great. I don't swim really with it, but if you are a swimmer, it's great. You can do open water swims, or you can do lap swimming, and it'll record each lap.
You know, I had a watch I was doing lap swimming with, and then I realized that water resistant is not waterproof.
Yeah, this one is definitely, you can swim in it, you can swim laps in it.
I really like that watch, by the way. It was the Moto 360. I inherited from Leo's free box when we moved out of the brick house. And it was actually, it almost converted me to wearing a watch. And then it broke, and that made the decision very easy.
Well, the other wearable that I recommend is one of our sponsors, actually, not the sponsor of this show, but a sponsor of iOS Today, is the Motive Ring, which I'm wearing
right now.
Right. And even though they're our sponsor, I'm not saying this because they're our sponsor, I really do like them. And it's simpler tracking, and it also does sleep tracking, which is the Apple Watch won't do sleep tracking because it needs to be charged. But this needs to be charged every couple of days. So I've been tracking my sleep, and, you know, it's just nice to know what my sleep average is when I go to sleep, whether I'm waking up in the middle of the night. That's really important for health, too.
Yeah.
So the Motive
Ring,
you can check that out. It's motive.com, I think.
All right, now, but show me exactly how you use this, because maybe you can inspire me to get fit, watch fit.
Okay, well, do we have an overhead camera that I can?
Yeah, we do, right here.
So every time I'm about to start a workout.
I'm going to come in a little bit there for you.
Thank you. Every time I want to start a workout, I press that, and that was the outdoor walk that I took this morning. But I can choose to go on an outdoor run or a walk, or I can do Pilates. That's the universal sign for Pilates, stretching and trying to touch your toe. Yoga, core training.
Why do I have to choose which one? What is it doing with that information?
Well, the best thing that it will record is a walk or a run, because it has your movement, it can do your steps, and it has a GPS, so it really knows exactly how far you've run. If you're going to do Pilates, it is really just tracking your heart rate, and so and comparing it against how, you know, what you've done the last time you did Pilates. So I can do an open goal, which is like, I'm going to do Pilates for however long I'm going to do Pilates. Maybe I'll do it for an hour, or I can set a calorie goal. So like, maybe I want to burn 290 calories in my Pilates class, and then I just hit start, and it will tell me to stop when I burned 290 calories. The other thing I really love is comparing myself against others and comparing myself against myself.
The gamification aspect. Everyone needs a little help to exercise. And if you've got an exercise buddy, that's kind of one way. The one-upsmanship keeps you going.
Right. So here, the rings is what it shows you. So the blue ring inside is the stand. So it's, you know, if you've stood a little bit during every hour, that's what it shows you. And if you're not standing, if you're sitting for a long time, it'll remind you to stand. The green inside is the exercise time. So I've already reached that goal by taking a little walk. And then the red is the calories that I burned. So
okay.
I haven't quite gotten my goal. And here's how I can compare. So there's my friend Allison Sheridan, who always beats me. She's taken 7,000 steps. There's me, Renee Ritchie.
Oh, Renee, steps. What's going on with... Oh, Josh!
Josh is 1,000 steps. Leo, 800 steps. Anthony, really...
Wow, we're not great.
No, and then really Brian is my dad. He hasn't taken many steps either. And I can change this, too, and I can see, oh, let's sort the list according to how long people have exercised. Let's see if I can win that. I'm still behind Allison, sadly. But Anthony, you know, he's sneaking up there.
Can you take screenshots of these and text it to them?
Yes, absolutely. I could just send Anthony a message from there, I think.
Say, hey, move it.
Send a message. What should we say to him? Oops.
Forgot about that.
Here, what should we say to Anthony? Should
move.
We send him and move? Move. Move.
There you go.
And then send that.
Ta-da.
And hopefully he will have
That's
moved.
Not bad. Okay, so, and of course, that watch is going to be just about $300. Are they going to be releasing a new one? In the near future?
This one just came out.
You're relatively safe.
Yes, yeah. But I recommend unless you really feel like you need to make calls with your watch and you want to leave your phone at home, I recommend the one with GPS, which is a little bit cheaper. I have the larger size, which has more screen real estate, more of battery life, but it comes just $30 more. And some people, especially women, don't like the giant watch, but I do, so.
Yeah. All right, let's go from giant watch to giant screen, something I could run my phone on my iPad. Is there something that you would recommend to sort of get you into that exercise groove, track you, and maybe give you a little bit of a competitive juice?
Well, I've tried tons of fitness apps, and I like a lot of them, but my favorite one is called Zova.
Okay.
And that, like you said, it works on the iPhone, the iPad, and the Apple TV. So I think I have it open up on the Apple TV now if we take a look. So I like to use this on the Apple TV, especially, I like to run outside. I have a gym, but when I can't get to the gym and I just have, you know, 30 minutes to work out at home, I fire up the Apple TV and then Zova, and it opens up. So.
Whoa. Well, so I look like this after 11 minutes?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes,
I like this.
You will. So it's free to use 2 free workouts every day in a 24-hour period.
That's
you can use that, or you can... If you're really into it and you want to use it every day, you can pay $8 a month, which is cheaper than a gym. I've never seen a gym that's $8 a month. So do you want to try a workout?
Post lunge times 3.
Wow.
So also I have it on my Apple Watch. You see it says open Apple Watch for heart rate. So I can look at my heart rate while I'm doing it. And this is just showing you how to do it. Now you can start. Ready?
What's this called? A pulse lunge?
Yes, that's a pulse lunge. Lunging is really good for you because for the rest of your life, you're going to have to be sitting down in a chair and you want to keep those muscles fit.
Oh, whoa, switch. Okay, sorry.
So you can see strength workouts. You can, and after every time it says, like, how was that? Was that easy? Was that hard? And then you can adjust that. So you want to take it easy and just do the 7-minute workout. You want to challenge yourself on strength day. And you can see all the exercises below.
Sumo squat. I mean, I probably got that down. I mean, no reason. Just, I think.
So, yeah, you can use it on your iPhone, your iPad, and... the 2x3 program is really good. That's 2 workouts.
Okay, see, but 2 free workouts a day, that sounds like way more than enough, right? I mean, for me, for someone like me, maybe if I got a bit more fit, then I'd buy a subscription. But you use this regularly. Do you have a subscription?
I don't have a subscription yet because I join a gym. So I just use the 2 free workouts. And then there's another app that I like called Streaks on the Apple TV. And that has nothing to do with streaking. But I combine those. And then I use the 7-minute workout on my Amazon Echo. So I cobble together all the free things. And then I don't need a subscription. But $8 a month is a pretty good deal if that's the only thing you're doing.
You know, we're going to change this up a little bit because so far it's been about fitness, mainly about fitness, either sitting and standing when you're working or having a device that helps you to, you know, motivate that exercise or even an app that does the same. What about some devices that maybe clean up our environment, maybe actually physically challenge us to use things that are a bit more sterile, a bit better for us? Do you think we should jump into one of those?
Mm-hmm, because life is a Petri dish, essentially.
Life is a Petri dish, but know-how isn't. So let's go and take a moment to thank a sponsor of this episode. Now, folks, you all know that you need a presence on the internet. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, maybe you want to promote a business. Maybe you just want to promote yourself. Maybe you just want a place where people can come and find out what you're doing. Now, when you're putting together a site, when you're putting together a presence, you could go the cheap route. You could cobble together some open source tools, and you'll probably get something that's cool, and you'll learn a bunch. But if that's not you, if you don't want to just put things together at random, maybe you need some help. Maybe you need to turn to someone who has provided more presence for the internet than anyone else on the planet. Maybe you need WordPress. WordPress is the premier provider of web pages. They understand that you're building something new, something unique, something that others connect with, and they make it easier by giving you the right tools to do just that. Now, we're excited to have WordPress as a sponsor because we use WordPress.com every day. And let me tell you, whether you're looking to create a personal blog, a business site, or both, creating your website on WordPress.com helps others find you, remember you, and connect with you. Now, you don't need experience. You don't need to be a coder. You don't need to be an engineer. You don't even need to be an IT person. You don't have to hire someone. WordPress.com guides you through the entire process from start to finish. Now, they take care of that technical side, so it's easy to get your site up and running. They have hundreds of beautiful designs to choose from, and you get built-in search engine optimization and social sharing, so you don't have to hack together some tool on your own. Oh, their business plan lets you access hundreds of plugins and themes, and their customer support team is made up of WordPress experts who are eager to help you get the most from your site. They're available to help 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and weekends too, and their plans start at just $4 per month. Come and see why 29%, that's right, 29%, that's not a typo, it's a huge chunk of the internet runs on WordPress. Get started today with 15% off any new plan purchase. Just go to WordPress.com/knowhow. That's WordPress.com/knowhow to create your website and find the plan that's right for you. Again, that's WordPress.com/knowhow for 15% off your brand new website. And we thank WordPress for their support of Know How. Megan, did you know that your phone is probably the grossest, nastiest, most disgusting, germ-ridden device? Don't do that, that you carry with you.
So I shouldn't lick it?
Probably not. No, okay. Licking is definitely off the balance. I mean, the thing is, we hold this up to our face. It contains a lot of oils from our body. It ends up going to places that we wouldn't put any other parts of our body, and then yet we hold them up to, you know, the parts of our bodies that matter the most.
I get it.
Phones, they're kind of disgusting, right? They're kind of disgusting. Now, there are a lot of products out there that claim that they can give you a better experience with your phone, your tablet, your keyboards, whatever it might be. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are kind of snake oil. Have you seen any of these?
I have, yeah. And I think they feel like snake oil. They smell like snake oil. I have a snake, so I know what snake oil feels like.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the promises of you'll never get sick again. You know, what I was looking for was a company that didn't try to sell me, you know, oh, this will cure all your ills, but rather was just saying, look, this is what our product does. It has a very specific purpose. This is how we engineered that purpose. It's scientifically proven that it can achieve that purpose. And boom, there we go. Now, we took a look at one of these products 3 years ago. And actually, I think you just had it on iOS Today, a company making a product called Phone Soap. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. We had it on iOS Today, and it was also part of my gift guide for kids and parents, because kids are the worst with germs.
We've got a couple here. This is the original. This is the one that I originally had. Now, the whole idea is you can take your phone and you put it inside. This uses UVC, so it's not just a UV lamp. This is actually UVC. This is the type of UV that kills everything. If it's organic, it's going to kill it. Now, the whole idea is you drop your phone in here. It has an auto-run cycle. It'll run for a couple of minutes, and then it will shut off. And if there's anything on it, it's going to kill it, right? We did a swab test way back in Know How. We went around the studio and we showed people how you do these bacterial cultures. So we took a little sample off microphones. We took samples off keyboards, which, by the way, keyboards, probably the second most disgusting thing that you will ever have, especially if you turn them upside down. Then we went to, like, eating surfaces, and you know, that was actually pretty clean, believe it or not. The TriCaster control, that was bad. The bathroom, probably the cleanest spot of the old studio.
The women's room or the men's room?
Both. Hmm. Yeah, it was just one of these things where it's like, oh, wow, I guess we do clean this thing. And then, of course, I had to take some samples from individuals around the studio just to sort of, you know, sum out our little coverage here.
Ew.
Yeah, I got the Macintosh. There we go.
Was that a clean one?
Probably. I might have just been used in the bathroom. Yeah.
Don't stick Q-tips deep in your ears.
Only with friends. Only with friends. Now, we did bacterial cultures on that, and we also did a little thing where we tested the phones. Now, I could explain what happened, or we could jump in the Wayback Machine and take a look at whether or not the phone soap actually works.
I'm going to take two of my plates here. These are going to be my control for the experiment.
Right, because you're going to do one before and one after.
Right, but I'm going to do two before and two after, just so I have a bit more margin of error here, or smaller margin of error. Now I'm going to inoculate this tray, this Petri dish. What I want is I want to have a predictable pattern of where that swab was so that that's where I should see growth. If there's any growth, it's going to happen in that Z. You want to make sure that you properly dispose of the swabs because these could be inoculated with ridiculous germs. So, put them in some sort of biohazard box. Okay, now, so this gives us our controls. We're going to use this to compare against what happens to the phone once it goes through this process. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and put my phone in here. By the way, this also has a charger, so I can charge
while I kill bacteria.
So if I close this, I don't know if you can see it, but this little blue light. Now there we go. That blue light has now turned on. When the blue light turns off, it means the process is done. It's properly exposed it to
dead.
UV.
Right. Yeah.
The theory behind that is bacteria really don't like UV. This is why water treatment plants now use UV or combined with, say, like an ozone generator, because that will basically kill off every organism that's
instead in of trying to use chemicals or something like that.
Right. So we've got our three controls. We're going to set those aside. The two remaining dishes here we're going to use as our samples. So these are going to end up being the samples after the UV bath. If we take a look at our little... there we go. The blue light is off, which means it's run its cycle. That the UV lights in here are no longer on, which means when I open this thing up, it's...
Yeah, there's going to be a fog coming out of it.
Okay. So before we do that, we're going to get our two sample trays ready.
Right.
And I've got a brand new set of swabs. I'm going to take my sterile swab. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go ahead and take a nice quick swab of the surface, which should now be germ-free, and it's awesome. All right, so we're going to do the same thing. We've got our swab here. We're going to inoculate the media like so with my Dragon Ball Z sign.
Yeah.
If they're right about the marketing, then when we finish the culture in next week, we should see markedly less growth in these or even no growth. I mean, if there's no growth, that's a huge success.
Right.
We needed to know if there was bacterial growth on our phone before and after.
Right.
Because that's going to tell us whether or not this thing actually does what it says it does, which is killing bacteria.
All right. Let's find out.
So let's find out. Now, what we needed is we needed the control, and then we needed the experimental sample. So let me show you the control first. This was actually surprising. So even beyond the hypothesis, that's not a lot. I mean, there is definitely bacterial growth on the phone. Mm-hmm. It took a long time for this to come out. This was like a 5-day incubation before we started to see these.
Yeah.
And we've got at least, I'm counting, 4 different types of bacteria here. This kind of striggly one, those small colonies, these colonies that are a different color, and then this white waxy one. And so that was the before. I honestly thought phones were going to be a whole lot more disgusting. So there is something, but not nearly as much as I had thought.
Not too bad.
So, you want to see the actual experiment?
Yes.
Here are the experimental samples.
Whoa.
Believe it or not.
It works.
These are totally clear. There's nothing growing here. I mean, I got the scrapes. I can see the scrapes
from the Q-tip.
Where I dug in with the swab. But
that's
pretty conclusive. This thing...
It does what it's supposed to do.
UV light does kill bacteria. Now, people did have concerns about whether or not constant UV light was going to destroy the plastics. And yes, it will. UV does have a detrimental effect on plastics. Mm-hmm. But remember, it's got a timer. So it's only going to be running for like 3 minutes. It's basically just long enough to kill anything that's on the surface. You could get the same effect by spraying it with an antibacterial or maybe even Lysol. But there's something that's kind of nice about just being able to put it into a device, especially if that device is also the charger, which it is, and then it comes out and it's clean.
Right. And it's good. Like, the fewer chemicals, the better, I think.
Yeah. And I thought it was a gimmick. I really did. But it actually does work. Mm-hmm. It really, really does work. And yes, there's lots of other ways where you can get that effect, but this was just kind of fun, kind of cool. It's $60. Go get one. Yeah. Now, Megan, we both
saw a little something something at PepCon, and it's this Batman boomerang looking type thing. Mm-hmm. This is actually the M-Pad. You want to explain what it does?
It is just a tool that you can put your phone in, and then you can exercise with it, and it's like a game. You Chromecast it to your Android TV, or you can AirPlay it to your Apple TV. You can actually bring it along if you go on a lot of business trips. That's what I like. It's portable. I mean, if you're going on a car trip, probably not necessarily sticking in your luggage, but nice to have something in the hotel room.
Right.
And I just thought it was really fun. And this one, it's from Nautilus, which is a company that most people know. I mean, we used to have a Nautilus machine, you know, the rowing machine. And they're a well-known name. And this particular device focuses on balance, which is important for younger people. And as you get older, really important. It's something that you're going to need for your whole life. So if you're like, I don't like to work out, just one little tool could help encourage you.
I actually kind of found it fun. Again, remember, I'm extremely phobic of anything exercise, but this was kind of cool. Now, let's go over the design really quick. First of all, this is super heavy duty. I mean, you're going to be standing on this thing, and it's going to hold my weight, so it's got to be really built well. It's got these two little buttons which allow you to open and close it. Now, so you can store it, or you can use it. Now, this is actually a sticky pad. You've all seen them. They go on your dashboard. It will hold your phone in place, so that you can use that as the balance, because your phone is the device that's going to tell you what you have to do in order to get exercise. On the bottom are these little pads, and they come with three of them, 1 through 3. I kind of thought they all look the same. They look the same, but they are super different. When they're just slightly more concave, each one. And so by the time you get to the third one, trying to balance actually becomes really difficult. It takes a lot of effort. One is sort of beginner level. I'm at one. What are you at?
I've used the three, but it's hard. It's definitely harder. It's a challenge.
I don't like it. I'm gonna stay with one. What you do is you run the app. So there's an app that you can download. You balance the phone, and then it just goes right in the middle here. And what we're going to do is we're going to put our feet on top of this and do a little core workout. Now, what are we doing right now?
Let's do the bullseye. So we're going to try to keep the orange ball to the other ball and turn it yellow. So I'm going to press go.
Go.
And right, then
let's get ourselves set up here. Wait, I'm way off. No, get right over here. Good. So you have to kind of twist your hips a little bit. Oh, my balance so bad. wait. It's like sitting on a balance pole.
I'm winning.
See, it doesn't just knock me off. Wait. I think the scoring is off, though, because I'm in guest mode, and I think it scores me.
Oh.
I got an 87.
Okay. Wait, I'm still going. Right? Why am I still going?
It probably took pity on me. It's like, no, this guy can't do it anymore. He's about to fall over. Wait.
Oh.
Oh, you did the training mode.
I know.
Training mode.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. Now I have to go meet up with you. Let me go back over there. Side to side. There we go.
So this could help you if you were like a snowboarder.
Wait, come back here.
Surfer.
Okay, ready, end. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to keep my little marble lined up with my little shadow thing. I'm doing a really bad job.
Mm-hmm, you are.
So it's just, it's also rhythm.
Stop. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, this is the twist.
Popping my collar.
Are you doing twist now? Oh, so I don't know how I got on this mode where...
You're in training mode. It's going to run you through all of them.
Sorry.
So while you do that...
Go to play mode?
You know what? I'm going to go back to Space Invaders.
Okay. I am going to Space Invaders too.
Now, I don't get control of the shooting, but I can try to keep my guy from getting shot.
Okay.
There we go.
So, yeah, there are all kinds of games like this, too. So, I think anything that can get you exercising, and if it's a game, then I think it will get you exercising.
I think the last time we played this, I was the only one who died. I'm really good at dying in this game.
So...
No.
How much is this?
So it's about $115. Yeah. And, people are going to say, wait a minute, couldn't I just get the phone and do it, get the app? And that's true. The app is free. But it actually is a really cool device. And I got to say, it looks trivial. It really does. But, just a couple of minutes of this and you do feel it. At least I feel it. Maybe not you. You're healthier than I, Megan. What do you think?
I think And, you know, that's why we pay so much for gym memberships. Like, we like to pay for health. And it's this idea that we're paying for our future selves. Our future selves that are going to be really good
My
space invaders.
I am future selfing these aliens. Like no, no! Oh, dang it. I'm not very good. Evidently, my ship doesn't like getting shot.
Yes, you could get a plank and a stick and stick a phone on it. But you couldn't then cast it.
What's the fun of that?
True.
The problem is I'm shooting where they are, not where they're going to be. I've got
you
great balance.
You have great balance.
I do not. I do not.
I don't know why I'm facing the opposite way.
I think your ship is running backwards, Megan.
My ship's just stuck there.
Yeah, boom.
Okay.
Wait. How did you get 278?
Because I'm amazing.
Yes, you are. Okay. So this, I got to say, I was very skeptical. When we first saw this at PepCon, I thought, oh, this looks silly. But I brought this home for the holidays for Thanksgiving, and my parents loved it.
Yeah, it is fun to play with the whole family. We've also played with
Although then you need more of these.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And when I showed it to Leo, he wasn't that excited about putting the $1,000 iPhone inside the device
yeah.
close to your feet.
Yeah. I actually, that's why I'm using this. This is sort of my backup phone. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, if I fall off the platform and I step on my screen, I will crack it. That's a problem. The other thing that I don't like about this is the sticky pad is mm-hmm. not removable.
Mm-hmm.
And this will get dirty, but you can clean it with a little bit of soap and water. But now you've got water all inside this compartment. Probably they need to work on that for the next version.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
So what's your verdict? Is this a decent device for health and wellness?
Yes, it is a decent device for health and wellness. And especially if you don't have a lot of room for like a giant machine and you want to work out at home. Yes. And a good gift for someone,
I
think.
This is more by my balance right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah.
It's not going to help me,
no.
you know. Mm-hmm. But you know what will help me? I've been looking for an electronic bike. Now, I've tried a lot of, like, scooters and that collapsible one, but you actually got a chance to take a look at a full-featured electronic bike
mm-hmm.
called the E-Spin, right? You,
mm-hmm.
you and Leo?
Mm-hmm. I did. I loved it. It's a pedal assist bike, mm-hmm. which means that you can use it like a regular bike or, you know, once you start to pedal and you can turn up the speed, then it goes faster. It's great if you're commuting, if the only thing that is keeping you from commuting is that last hill or you don't want to sweat too much on your way to work. This is a great tool for the commuters and for reducing getting one less car on the road. And it's reasonably priced. This one is about $1,800. Did you want to show some of the...
Yeah, you know, we could talk about it forever, or mm-hmm. we could just, through the magic of the TriCaster, show you and Leo with the E-Spin.
This is a bicycle. There's nothing... This is a tech show. There's nothing technical about this.
It's an electric bike. It's a pedal assist electric bike.
I actually really want one of these.
This is one of my... We have tested a lot of products this season, the last few months. This is one of my favorites.
This is from E-Spin.
And it's a little cheaper than your average e-bike.
I've seen them for $3,000 and $4,000.
Yeah. This one is a little... I think this one
$1,888.
Yes.
Said. But the battery is not in this bar.
No,
it's
the
in
battery
this
is here. Yeah. I mean, when I rode it around, I think that people didn't necessarily know it was an electric bike. Because electric bikes kind of have a bad.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Pedal assist is, as you can see, if you're watching, I can pedal or I can just turn on the motor and it can just go by itself.
Is that mostly for hills, tough areas
yes.
where you don't have all the oomph you need?
So the idea behind the E-Spin is that, or most electric bikes really, is if the only thing that's keeping you from commuting to work is like that last big hill or you don't want to arrive sweaty, like if that's the reason you're driving a car every day to work, then try this because it'll just give you a little bit of a boost when you need it. I also felt a little bit like Superwoman when I rode it.
Can you just ride it in battery the whole time?
You can ride it in battery the whole time, or you can ride it slowly in battery the whole time. You can ride it really quickly in battery
How
the whole
fast?
Time. You can go up to about 25 miles an hour.
It's limited at 20, but Milo said he got to 28, and
yeah.
Huck said he got to 35. Your mileage may vary.
Right, especially going downhill.
I
you
think
know,
that's
can
the
go
key.
Faster.
So there you go. You're going uphill. You're still pedaling a little bit, but was it easier?
Yeah, way easier. I don't think, Anthony was riding behind me with a camera, and I don't think he could even get up that hill on a regular bike.
That's so mean.
I do feel like in some ways, yeah, it's not fair. fair. Like, that's why people are frustrated with e-bikes. Because if you're pedaling a regular bike and then an e-bike comes up next to you and zooms past the hill, like, you feel bad about it.
Does it make any sound?
Not really. Not
a whine or anything?
Not really, no.
So they really wouldn't know. They just think you're just Superwoman.
Yeah, and I mean, right, and because I am, essentially. So yeah, you can hear it. It's not making much sound. So e-bikes are huge. They're one of the biggest growing transportation markets, especially in China and other places. Like in the cities, they're big for food delivery. People use these a lot because you can get to where you're going faster. And they're actually kind of controversial. In New York, a lot of people are trying to make them illegal.
What?
Because, you know, it's that kind of, it's a lot of people of color that are riding them, that are doing it for their jobs.
Make them illegal?
Yeah, so people are, oh, those crazy people.
Oh, those they, nuts.
They're unsafe. They go too fast.
They're not unsafe, but, please. You could pedal a regular bike 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, there's not really a place for them. Like, do they fit in the, you know, bike
lane? They're bicycles. Call them bicycles.
If you want a bike for just exercise, like, I would say, you know, if you're going, like, if you want to get to, like a hike, you know, something you take.
They're for commuting. They're for getting around town. They're not for exercise.
Not really. I mean,
because they're a little heavy, 47 pounds.
Yeah, they're lighter for an e-bike, but they're heavier, much heavier than a regular bike.
Yeah. Could you ride it in the rain? Or?
Yeah, I did ride it a little bit in the rain, and it was fine.
So
I mean, they don't recommend that you just get soaked. But yeah, if you're deciding whether or not to ride because it's raining to work, they would recommend. Yeah, see, I'm riding it on wet roads there.
Now, I noticed it has, the hub is a little bit different. Those are disc brakes, I think, in there,
mm-hmm.
right?
They are disc brakes. They worked great even when it was wet. You want me to show you how it works here?
Can you ride it?
Well, no. I meant just the screen.
Yes.
I'm wearing a dress. I'm not wearing my biking clothes. You just turn it on. And here's the little screen
here. So you have a little
screen
on the handlebars.
And it's on one. And if you... So that's just a pretty slow. You can even have it to zero and then just ride it like a regular bike. But you can go all the way up to five.
Now, if I have it on five, does it always go 5 miles an hour or...
Not 5 miles an hour. It's five is the highest.
Five is like, okay.
Yeah, that's as fast as that's how the only way you could get it up to 35 miles an hour if you tried. And probably you had to be going downhill.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are gears here too, like this regular gears that you can adjust, just like you'd adjust a regular bike.
So when does it kick in? How do you make it kick in?
You can turn it up and pedal, or you can just press this and then it just
So it works. Nice. That's good. We almost lost Megan. Well, that's one thing about
really
electric
works.
Motors. They have a lot of torque. You probably don't want to start it from scratch. You'd probably like to be going.
Probably not
bit.
Inside
yeah,
either.
Definitely
It has a light. It has a bell.
LED lights.
And it has a bell. And a light for outside if you wanted to ride at night.
Now, here's the big question. How long are you going to get to ride this? In between charges, how long are you going to?
We rode it, between me and my boys who rode it, we rode it about 4 hours.
Wow.
Like, I rode it on just straight for about an hour and a half.
Because that's going to vary depending on how much assist you use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I really, for environmental reasons, if you are on the fence about riding a bike to work... some research, and I think that riding a bike to work, commuting by bike
Edward.
To work.
You do hear a little. I hear a little electric whine.
Yeah, that was. I was.
What did Edward think? I know what that hill is murder.
Yeah, at Helen Putnam.
That's
Park.
Helen Putnam. That hill
he was
is.
Impressed.
That you can't really get a sense from that shot, but that's probably a 25-degree hill. That's a very steep hill.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I can barely walk up that hill.
Yeah, me too. At least it goes powering up that hill. I go, wait, I'm out here at the bottom. Slow down. Oh, there she is. Hi, Lisa. Wow, that's really nice.
So, if you were on the fence about commuting, I say try it. It's commuting by an electric bike has the same environmental impact as public transportation.
Well, and so. I've been looking at them, and at $3,000 or $4,000, it doesn't seem like something I want to kind of. It's too much of a luxury, but this is a little bit closer to my price range. Still a little pricey, but still.
Don't you have an electric bike?
I have a Segway.
Oh, you have the Segway.
This would be a little more practical. If you think people laugh at you on an electric bike, wait till you ride around in a Segway.
Yeah, nobody laughed at me on the bike. I just don't think they really knew. But
they didn't realize,
I think in cities. So, yeah, here's the battery, and it comes with a key, and then you lock it and take it out, and then it goes back in, and it's pretty easy to get back in.
Okay, New York, do not ban electric bikes. They're good. They're good for you.
Yeah. I was interested doing research, like how it's sort of a culture. It's a cultural fight in some big cities. You know, one of those weird kind of get off my lawn.
San Francisco,
bikes.
We get a lot of bike couriers. You know, that's a city like New York and San Francisco. It's the only way you can really, you know, in a timely fashion get around.
Right.
That's great.
And I think it's like they're going to deliver food in different neighborhoods.
Motorists don't like it because they don't want to see all these people on bicycles
right.
in their lane.
Exactly. They don't want to get hurt. Yeah. But, you know, for also, if you worry, I don't know if we have any video, but it's always hard for me to accelerate, like, from a light or a stop sign.
This does that
really well. Because, like, I'm tempted to, when I'm riding my bike, sometimes I'll just, like, roll through a stop sign so I don't have to stop.
You don't want
to
stop.
But this, you don't feel bad stopping because you just go, zoop. Not necessarily faster, but just, it's easier. Like, if you have that fear when you're riding a bike in traffic of, like, what's going to happen?
Nice.
Yeah. I love it.
You have parity.
Yes. Eastspin.
Eastspin.com.
And thank you for letting us borrow the Eastspin.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I'm sad to give it back, but we will.
So, $1,800, $1,900, that's not an inexpensive gift. But at the same time, I mean, a lot of electronic vehicles are going to be like that. Even the folding ones that I had, that went up to $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Even the nice scooters, those can run you up to $1,000. So, you know, $1,900 for an electronic bike is actually not that much anymore.
If you're replacing a car or if you're replacing, like, your daily commute on public transportation, it's going to pay off at some point.
And I do like the fact that the battery, you can just kind of remove it.
Mm-hmm.
How much does that weigh? Like,
I think it's about 4 or 5 pounds, the battery.
Right. So technically, if this became popular enough, you could do something like, well, just take it out and plug it into a charger or even do what they do for the, I can't remember the name of the scooters. There's an electronic scooter industry in downtown San Francisco where you just swap your battery pack.
Mm-hmm.
There's like these kiosks where you put in your battery pack and you take one and plug it in. So it's a subscription service and you always have a charged battery. I wrote this thing around, and again, I was skeptical. It was in the producer's room. I'm like, why not? We'll take it around the block. It was a lot of fun. And like you, I didn't like just sitting back and hitting the electric motor. That was fun every once in a while just to feel it. But I liked riding, and then when you started to feel a little bit winded, just maybe up the assist a little bit, get your breath back, and then you're good to go. I mean, that's the perfect use for an electronic assist.
Yeah, or if you want to get the circle on your Apple Watch all the way around, you just ride it around like this.
Also, I won't say that I've done this, but it is really, really good for hatching Pokemon because you just make sure you're going underneath that 50 miles an hour, and in no time flat, you've got all your eggs hatched.
Don't do that. That's cheating.
Life cheat. All right. So we're going to be moving on from that. Let's look at some little bits and pieces of tech that I've collected over the years to help with health and wellness. But before we do that, you know what we got to do, Megan?
Thank someone.
We're going to go ahead and thank someone because we love bringing you know-how, and these companies are the ones that help us to do it. So without further ado, folks, let me talk to you a little bit about Ring. Now, you've heard about Ring. You've seen me talk about Ring. In fact, I bought a Ring video doorbell for my parents before they were a sponsor of Twit because I wanted a device that would allow me to make sure that their house wasn't being cased. They had a lot of burglaries in that area. I mean, people know it's sort of a retirement, semi-retirement community. People would case the joint. They'd come around noon because they know that a lot of the people go up to the club for lunch or to exercise. And the break-in epidemic was pretty bad. So I said, wait a minute. I need a security device that will operate on its own, that is super dependable, that will let me know if people are coming up and will give me video proof and perhaps even a way to communicate with people. Well, that solution was Ring. They gave us the video doorbell at a time when you needed to be at home all the time, even when you're thousands of miles away. And that's what you get with the Ring video doorbell. Now, today, over 1 million people use the amazing Ring video doorbell to help protect their homes, and I'm one of them. Now, Ring knows that home security begins at the front door, but it never ends there. That's why they're extending that same level of security, the same thing that I bought in the Ring video doorbell, but now for the rest of my home with the Ring floodlight cam. Just like Ring's video doorbell, the floodlight cam is a motion-activated camera and floodlight that connects to your phone. It has HD video and two-way audio. That means you can see what's going on, and you can even listen and speak to someone who might be approaching your property. It lets you know the moment anyone steps on your front porch or goes through your backyard or even approaches your house. Now, the Ring floodlight cams offer the ultimate in home security with high visibility floodlights and powerful HD camera that puts security in your hands. With that floodlight cam, when things go bump in the night, you can bump back and immediately know what it is. Whether you're home or away, the Ring floodlight cam lets you keep an eye on your home. That's why it was named the Wall Street Journal's Best of CES 2017. Oh, you can monitor every corner of your property with a Ring of Security Kit. Now, all those kits include a Ring video doorbell and your choice of either 1, 2, or 3 floodlight cams.
You can connect your Ring Video doorbell with your favorite smart locks and hubs for added convenience, monitoring, and security. But the bottom line is that with Ring, you're always home. Save up to $150 off a Ring of Security kit when you go to ring.com/knowhow. That's ring.com/knowhow. And we thank Ring for their support of Know How. Well, Megan, do you have an air conditioner in your home?
I do not.
You don't? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, California, it's kind of hit or miss. I never had an air conditioner growing up, but I know most of the other places where I lived, it's kind of a necessity. Las Vegas, you're definitely going to need an air conditioner.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in Houston. Definitely. Okay. Need one.
Yeah. Or you die. You know, you kind of need to be able to take the heat off. And also in the winter, it's nice to have access to new heating controls, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you in California, you can do it. But pretty much any part of the nation where you actually have seasons, you need to be able to have something to help you control the environment. Well, there's a little product that was sent to me for testing, and I got a chance to test it the last time I went out to D.C. We have a lot of wall units, and we also have those two-stage units that have, like, the remote controls. Those are nice. I enjoy those. But they sent me this. This is the Sensibo, and the whole idea is to be able to take one of those units and integrate it into a smart home. Now, believe it or not, if you go to the link for this, it's going to cost you about $120. I've actually got these on sale for as low as $90, so just watch out. It's getting decent reviews. I mean, this is sort of a groundswell product. It's not a big company. They don't have a lot of advertising budget, but they've been getting these into the hands of people who have those sorts of systems. And what it will do is it will connect to your Wi-Fi, and then you put in the codes. You can use the setup app to put in the codes for the device that it's going to control, either an AC, a heating unit, whatever it might be. As long as that is a remote control, it can work. And then it integrates into both the Google and the Amazon Home Assistant. It's also got apps for iOS or Android. Now, this will let me detect humidity and temperature, and it can turn things on or off. Now, that part is cool. So if I can just say Google Assistant or Amazon Assistant, turn on the air conditioner set for 65 degrees. It can do that. And no matter where I am, as long as I'm connected, I can do that. But I can also use this to do IFT. So if this, then that. If the humidity goes above a certain level and the heat goes above a certain level, then turn on the air conditioner. Or if it goes down below a certain temperature, turn on the heater. But my personal favorite part of this is it does geofencing. So it knows when, say, my phone leaves the property because I've actually moved away. And it will shut things off. So I don't have to worry about accidentally leaving on the air conditioner all day, and suddenly I've just racked up a huge energy bill.
That is smart.
It is smart. Now,
and it works?
It totally works. I know. It was one of these things where I'm like, oh, okay, I'll take a look at it. And then I tried using it, again, in D.C., and it worked right the first time, every single time. And then I said, okay, well, that was on the app. Let's try doing a little bit of if this and that. That all worked. Then I said, okay, let's go ahead and try using it with the voice assistant. That worked. And then the last step was the whole geofencing. And I got to say, it's not just a workable product. It's kind of a geek paradise. But if you want to set up your own smart home, this is a great sensor to start with.
Yeah, you don't have to replace anything.
Nope.
Just get that.
Just get this all out of the box. Now, this will just use standard USB power. But there's also this. Now, this is sort of a standard connector for tying it into a home system. So even if you've got a home system, you can make this a cornerstone of your new smart house, smart home. Again, this is the Sensibo Sky. It's an air conditioner controller. Check it out. You know, it's on Amazon, so you can try it risk-free. I don't normally see products like this with as high of customer service marks with that many actual, you know, authentic reviews. So they're doing something right. All right, let's move from air conditioners to something a little bit different. I've noticed on your phone that you don't have a headphone jack.
No, I noticed that too.
This is not a dig on iOS.
They forgot to put it in.
I wanted to show a headset that might actually work for that.
Oh.
I play with a lot of headphones. I've got my favorite earbuds, which are right earbuds. Yes, earbuds right now, which are the Echo Box. Those are fantastic. My favorite gaming headset are the Kingston HyperX Cloud Revolvers. Those are fantastic. My production set is from Audio Technica, but what about sort of a general set, something that can do so many of the things that I want, but at a price that's not crazy? Well, I would suggest this. I've had this for about a year now. These are the Plantronics Backbeat Pro Plus. Now, I'm going to come a little out here. Woohoo! How about that? Yeah. So this is by Plantronics. Now, It's Bluetooth 4.0 wireless. It has active noise cancellation, so it can also work as your noise-canceling headphones. You just flip a little switch right here. It has a microphone, so you can use it as your headset because it needs the microphone for noise cancellation. It has side-mounted control, so I can control everything Bluetooth via this. So play, forward, back, as well on this side for call answering. It's got what they call whispered status alerts, which is true for all Plantronics products. So it can like do an overlay to tell you what's going on, even as it's giving you the sound. It doesn't interrupt the sound. What I really like about this is this. So it's a Bluetooth headset, but it also includes a 3.5 millimeter input, which allows me to use this with wired systems as well. So I never have to worry about the headphones going dead. You know, of course, they're going to give you all the different inline controls and the charging cable as well. Open mic, both for cancellation and the hands-free communication. Smart sensor controls. When you take these off your head, it will actually pause whatever's playing.
That's good.
Which is kind of cool. Comes with a hi-fi USB adapter. See if it's. I think I actually took it out. So you can actually plug this into a USB-equipped computer. No, but here's the cool thing, Megan. 24 hours of power.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's 24 hours of listening. So if it's in standby, no good. I actually had these in a box for about 4 months, and I took them out, and they were still fully charged.
Are they charged now?
They are charged right now. Do you want to give them a listen?
I wanted to. I had my Bluetooth. I want to find them and pair them so they become mine. Isn't that how you get things?
It's like once you're paired, right?
That's how that works. Or are you already paired to them?
I'm kind of paired to it right now. But yeah, you know what? Let me get some awesome music for you.
Okay.
Let's make sure these actually work. Wait, how about? I know. Get ready to die. There we go.
Never mind. You can have them.
Here, try these out. So I mean, they're not the most. You can adjust it a little bit. Give yourself a. There you go. They're not the most comfortable headsets that I've ever had. But they're like good enough. That's why my favorite multi-purpose. The little knobs on the side allows you to have volume control. So it's this.
Oh, that's nice.
But on the other side.
Oh, now it's playing Hamilton.
Yeah. You went forward and then you went back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got complete Bluetooth control. And it is Bluetooth 4.0, so it's very minimal on the artifacting. You just keep scrolling forward and back.
I'm trying to find something good to listen to.
It's not bad, right?
I mean, I really like this.
It's $150. This used to be more than $200 just a year ago, so they've come down in price. They have a new version. She turned on the noise cancellation. Okay. All right. Okay. No more music for you, Maroney.
They were good. I like them. $150, that is reasonable. I mean, that's a little bit more than my AirPods, and my AirPods don't look this good
What I like about this is the multi-purpose nature. So, again, I've got better sounding headphones. I've got more comfortable headphones. I've got headphones that are better for gaming. I've got headphones that are better for conferencing. I've got headphones that are better for noise cancellation. I do not have any product that does all of those things in one unit. So it's sort of like if I could only carry one thing with me, this is what it would be. Especially with unique features like having both Bluetooth and the wired connectivity. I love that. That's one of those features where I wish all the manufacturers would do that because I'm going to use it. Surprisingly, they're incredibly durable. These things have been used a lot, and the leatherette's not even fading off yet. So I got to say, Plantronics did a really good job on this. I didn't expect this from them because they're known mostly for, work headsets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. How were the phone calls?
The phone quality is exceptional. And again, because it's designed to do noise cancellation, so it's really good at knowing what's noise and what's you. You don't even need, this has a mic on it, but you don't even need that. The inboard mic knows what sound is coming from your mouth area, and that's the sound that it puts over the call. Again, if you're looking for one headset for health and wellness, this would be it. Let's do one last thing. I know we're out of time, but I did want to do one last thing because it's going to lead into a future know-how project, and that's this. It's the Nox Smart Sleep System. Now, we've got a link here. They've got a new one. I'm actually going to be checking out at CES this year. The whole idea is to give you one unit that you put next to your bed, right? So it'll let you charge your phone off the back. But this will change colors. So at night, it's going to be red. Towards the morning, it's going to be blue. You know, it will sync with your phone. It will actually track your sleeping patterns. It's, you know, it's one of these little pieces of sleep tech. A lot of stuff is built in, including like a Bluetooth speaker. But the thing that really gets me is the lighting. I did not think it was going to have any sort of effect. Again, I thought it was a gimmick. But what this allowed me to do was have that sort of red light, deep red light. And that really helps me to sleep. I get so much more sleep now. I mean, I've actually tracked it on a sleep tracker that I'm using this than I did before. And the reason why I wanted to bring it out is because we're actually doing a project like this for KnowHow in the very near future. This is a little making gadget that we put together. This is my sleep light. Now, right now, it's got the little animation patterns going on, but well, let me see if I can switch it to straight red. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So at night, I would actually use this. I built one of these for my parents, and they use this instead of night lights now. Because red doesn't interrupt your sleep patterns. And then I put a little timer in there so that in the morning it'll start to change over to blue. So I was able to sort of duplicate one of the main functions of this unit, which is going to cost you about $120 in a $15 project.
That is smart.
That's coming up on KnowHow.
But can you have Amazon Alexa in that?
No. But
you probably could. Should work on that.
I could work on that.
Yeah.
Let's do that. That's a us project.
Okay. That's an us. That's for our us time.
Yes. Now, folks, I know this has been a lot of information, a lot of projects for this last of 2017 Holiday Geek Gift Giving Guides. We want to make it easy for you to find all the links, all the descriptions for the products that we talked about. You're going to find that at our show notes, which are twit.tv/KH for KnowHow. Now, as long as you're there, do us a favor. Subscribe. If you like what we do, if you like what we give to you, go ahead and choose the version of your choice to be delivered into the device of your choice each week automatically. It's the best way to support the show and to make sure that we can continue to give you all the KnowHow goodness. Also, don't forget that we're on the socials, specifically on Google+. Go to Google+, look for KnowHow, ask to join, which is a very short approval process so we can keep out all the spam accounts. But once you're in, you get access to almost 12,000 Kitas. Those are our know-it-alls, the people who... Well, we go to. They show us the projects they want done. They show us the projects that they've done. They answer questions. They ask questions. It's a great way for you to test out your maker DIY spirit. Also, you can find us on Twitter. You're going to find me at twitter.com/PadreSJ. Follow me if you want to see what I do when I'm not in the studio. And Megan, where do they find you?
I am at Megan Maroney on the Twitters.
On the tweeters?
The Twitters.
The Twitters, mm-hmm. Yeah. We also have one more member of our crew. That's right. We call him Jimmy Joe. Jimmy Joe, you can find Jimmy Joe at twitter.com/ANELF.
Excuse me, Padre. It's pronounced Alex.
No. French. I don't do French, so whatever. Also, they find you here on the Twitch network a lot. Mm-hmm. You do iOS Today with Leo Laporte.
Yes, that's Tuesday mornings.
Tuesday. You also do Tech News Weekly with Jason Howell.
That's Thursday afternoons.
Yeah, and you've got... Wait, do you have... Screensavers this week or 2 weeks?
Then this weekend is the Screensavers gift guide for kids that I did. And then the following weekend, I will be co-hosting with Leo.
Boom. Until then, I'm Father Robert Ballas here.
And I am Megan Maroney.
And now that you know how, go be well.